This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Friday, January 4th. Let's dive right in, shall we, Janie?
Let's do it.
Because we're talking about, your ice cubes. They're filthy. There's apparently... you really should empty your ice out more often than not, because there are bacteria and viruses just like they are everywhere else in your home. But the problem is that we very rarely clean out the freezer and it gets into the ice. And you tend to think, well, maybe the ice will keep the Listeria and Salmonella and E. coli will kill it, right?
Yeah, you think so, but I don't know. See, I remove my ice usually, but I can't say that I do it to try to get rid of the bacteria. Usually it's just because I'm so frustrated it's all clumped together that I just dump it out. While I have the tray out, I usually clean it out a little. But
that's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but this says you should do it every few weeks. So
yeah, you should do it every few weeks. That's the recommendation. They say also make sure that your freezer stays at zero. The best way to keep sure that nothing harmful can harm you in your freezer there, besides vegetables. Meditation can be actually used to reduce the risk of catching a cold or the flu. There was a study done, and they found that over the past, they looked at 2012 and 2016 data on people, and they broke them into three groups. One group that did meditation on a regular basis, one that did exercise on a regular basis, and one that did nothing on a regular basis. What they found over 8 months is those who had to call in sick for the cold or flu that were in the meditation group missed 73 days of work over 8 months. Those who exercised missed a total of 82 days of work. Those who did nothing missed an incredible 105 days of work.
Well, and it makes sense to me. You know, when we were talking about on the show, I was thinking about all the ways that I have felt sick or gotten sick when I've been fatigued and overly stressed, you know. So when you're psychologically not at your peak, then it makes sense to me that, you know, meditation could possibly help that. If you have peace of mind, everything else seems to sort of fall in place.
I was actually surprised that meditation actually beats out physical exercise. So,
yeah.
You know, it really tells you that it is, a lot of times it's a mind thing.
It is a mind thing.
So next time you go to the airport, you notice you're standing in line through the TSA with your shoes in your hand and your belt and your items in a little clear baggie and no water and what other thing. You might notice the dogs, they're not German Shepherd or dogs with pointy ears anymore. The TSA says that they're transitioning away from pointy ear dogs over the next several years in favor of less intimidating canines with floppy ears.
It's funny because when you think about all the, like, the Disney cartoons where, you know, all the villains, like in Up, you know, you've got the Doberman that has the pointy ears. All the villain dogs are always the pointy-eared dogs. And I guess it's just because they're usually associated with being, you know, more aggressive or more like drug dogs. You know, they're law enforcement, which can be intimidating.
You know, you are right. Lady and Tramp both have floppy ears.
Yeah. All the sweet ones always. Like Doug. I keep referencing Up. Maybe I just like Up. But yeah. Squirrel.
Anyways, what they found is that it's actually less intimidating to have Labrador Retrievers, German Shorthaired Pointers, White-haired pointers, and golden retrievers. It doesn't, they say, just to let people know, that doesn't mean that if a German Shepherd, which has pointy ears, can still be used to sniff out drugs and bombs and stuff like that, but they'll probably be more in the back or cargo, not so much up in front. Problem is that just makes the dog even more so that I want to bend down and give it a head rub or something and probably end up in a back room answering to my crimes, because you're not supposed to.
Don't mind us. We'll just bring this golden retriever near you and probably give it a ball occasionally, but please don't touch it.
Yeah, please don't touch it here. Some reason or another, Americans have a love affair with paper towels. We spend about $5.7 billion annually on them. That's making up nearly half of the world's paper towel usage.
That's crazy. I mean, I know a lot of friends who use a lot of them, but I had no idea we used that many.
Yeah, it's a staggering number. The next country that uses the most paper towels is France. Mm-hmm. They use 1/10 of what we do. So we use a lot of paper towels. What is going on?
Sponge, people.
Yeah, what's going on with America is here, and they think that it has to do with it's being the most convenient method of keeping things clean. They thought that that's what it was, or perhaps it was big paper towel, you know, throwing their weight around.
Sure.
But it turns out the reasoning behind our alleged paper towel obsession may reside in how we problem solve. And using a disposable towel, that mess can be immediately addressed and discarded, thrown away, leaving no trace or obligation to clean or have any reason to pull out any cleaning supplies. Plus, it may be pragmatic. One of them reduces your chance of cross-contamination, and like, you know, if you're in a public bathroom.
Yeah, definitely.
So they say you can, though, if you buy the sturdier paper towels and you're, you know, using them to dry plates or dry your hands or something, you probably can use them more than once because it takes a while for them to actually start to fall apart.
Yeah, just let it dry out and use it again. Yes. And for me, like, I made chicken last night, and if you get, like, chicken juice on the counter, that's one thing. I'm spraying it with, like, the Lysol and then wiping it with a paper towel. But then, you know, if I've just spilled some coffee or something, that's a different story. No reason for me not to use the sponge, rinse it out, and put it back. You know, I don't know.
It's you should know, working here, Janie, when you spill coffee, you just leave it.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Some
wait on your mother to come clean up after
apparently.
You.
That's there's little pools of coffee that have dried up all over the place here.
So gross.
We actually had to have a sit-down chit-chat about the Bird Box Challenge. Yes, if you thought that the Tide Pod Challenge was bad enough as where we're going as a society, get ready for the Bird Box Challenge. Now, this is actually, Bird Box is the new Sandra Bullock movie that's great. On Netflix. Apparently, it's a blockbuster. In 7 days, the first 7 days, 45 million accounts accessed that movie. And in essence, it features Bullock living in a post-apocalyptic world where some kind of entity attacks people via their sight and causes them to kill themselves. So they cover up their eyes. So
it looks, I mean, it looks good. I haven't watched it yet. Everyone else apparently in the world has. And, you know, Netflix has figured it out. They've got a formula, and they put Sandra Bullock in a movie that almost everyone can stream. And, of course, it's going to do well. But what I don't get is how it's translating. First of all, Netflix making a decent movie is not responsible for people being idiots.
Yeah.
And I can't believe people are actually doing this. They're just deciding to do it themselves, putting blindfolds on.
Yes, and they're doing it and putting it. It's because I blame the internet because they're getting on in their 15 minutes of fame. I've seen videos of people driving cars with blindfolds on.
That's so absurd.
Walking a wall where they, you know, if they fall, they could really hurt themselves with a blindfold. I mean, what's wrong with you? It's like, what happened to common sense?
Well, and you know, speaking of Netflix, they just released the Black Mirror Bandersnatch movie, which is literally like a choose-your-own-adventure book. You know, as the movie progresses, you can decide what happens to the character. So if you want to interact with anything, just try that. Don't actually try to act out Bird Box. It's so silly.
Maybe because I'm getting older, but it's not like young people are the only ones doing this. I've seen older people do it too. That's what it just is. If you're like, hey, come here, let's sit on my lap. I need to talk with you.
Well, if you fall down a flight of stairs, you deserve it. I'm sorry. That's horrible, but it's the truth.
And then finally today, we learn what to do with Legos that are no longer wanted. Legos, I did not know this, is the world's most powerful brand according to Brand Finance. They say that it's more popular than Coca-Cola and McDonald's, which were two big brands here in the United States. What happens is that you know, after a little bit of time, you get this big collection of Legos. Perhaps you're missing some of them. Perhaps
they're all underneath your feet.
Yeah, you know, that will wake you up quite quickly is to walk on a Lego in the middle of the night. But, you know, and also kids may just flat out grow up and no longer want them.
Yeah.
And you generally think, well, they're plastic. I'll throw them into the plastic recycle. Not necessarily true. They're actually made of ABS plastic, which is not recyclable. So they'll pull it out and throw it into a landfill. So instead of it going into a landfill, there's some organizations that will take them. Oh, and by the way, like a lot of like places like Goodwill and Catholic Charities and stuff, they won't take those items, and it's a sanitary reason.
Yeah, I had not thought of that. It makes perfect sense, though. I mean, especially with the small intricacies in Legos. Right. I mean, there's no telling what kind of bacteria and stuff are in there, but I had not thought about that. I could see myself potentially donating them to something like that. But you said there are other agencies that do take them and clean them?
There's three of them. One of them calls Brick Recycler, which will accept your pre-loved Legos through the mail. What they'll do is they'll clean them and they'll repackage them, and then they'll give them to hospital patients or children in foster care or kids living in low-income areas because, you know, I think that I got a lot of problem-solving skills because I used to build with Lego blocks,
and
it kind of makes your mind think in three dimensions. There's a couple other ones as well, Giving Brick and Brick Dreams. It'll do it for you. We have all the links up on our website. Good news is that last month, Lego said that they would start manufacturing some bricks made with a sustainable sustainable bioplastic derived from sugarcane. So they are making a little difference in
their
packaging.
Yeah, that was my I was surprised that they weren't recyclable. So it's it's good to know that they're working toward it.
So there's our show for today, January 4th. That's a Friday. We're all back with you on Monday. So enjoy the first weekend of 2019. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.